what's going down, y'all. Come the worst, my peoples come first. You know the drill. Worst come the worst. When worst come the worst, my peoples come bad, first. Worst come the worst. All right, let's play the worst. 312-981-7200. Well, the Chicago Cubs, it's up to them now as the Milwaukee Brewers took care of the Cincinnati Reds with a 7-6 win. So we turn to St. Louis. If the Cubs are going to clinch the division tonight, they're going to have to overcome an 8-3 deficit late in the game in the eighth inning. So we'll keep you up to speed on that. Maybe the Cubs have done it before, and we'll pay attention to it. But as of right now, we'll move on to more pressing matters. And the pressing matters, of course, is it's time for the worst. 312-981-7200. This, of course, our Tuesday night segment where we complain about the worst things in society for prizes. And I've got the OG of prizes. I've got 3 Lou Malnati pizzas to give away. We're messing around with no tickets to anything or memberships or life supply of this, that, or whatever. Tonight, hardcore, straight ahead, 3 Lou Malnati's pizzas. And that's the stuff that you're going for. 312-981-7200. In studio tonight, 2 members of the Funny Ha Ha crew. This crew, of course, is going to be on stage Friday at the good old Hideout. Claire Zelke, one of the founders. Claire, great to see you.
Hey, Justin.
Always and a regular here on The Worst.
I got so many things to complain about.
And joining us, a newbie, but a great writer in Chicago, Wendy McClure. Wendy, good to see you.
Hi, Justin.
Oh, my gosh. We've known each other for years.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Wendy is the author of the Wanderville Middle School series. She's also the Wilder Life, which is the little House on the Prairie book. But also you can find out all your stuff at WendyMcClure.net. I need to get you in here at the big table sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've had such a great writing career and love to talk, but you're going to be part of Funny Ha Ha. Funny Ha Ha this week, what do we have on the lineup for Friday?
It is the witching hour, so it's all
Ooh.
Witches.
Ooh.
We've got author Lindsay Hunter, Sarah Hollenbeck, owner of Women and Children First,
oh, nice.
Saya Hillman from Mac and Cheese Productions, Adrian Gunn, a comedian, Jen Sabella, she does Girl Talk, and Zena Camblin, so, and Wendy. And so
Wendy's just old school.
Yeah, Wendy.
Wendy's been on this show for, how many times have you done Funny Ha Ha now?
I think it's like, what, my fifth time, I
probably
think?
There you go,
yeah.
See?
Yeah, so we're going to find out finally if women are funny or not. This is going to be the deciding night.
This is the night?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, 312-981-7200. Why don't we start the worst as we do every Tuesday night with Pete Zimmerman. Pete, why don't you kick us off, buddy?
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
When you order food and they fail to deliver one of the lesser items, like you really want the cheese sticks.
Or and like then the they don't, ranch on the side.
Right, and they don't come.
Right.
And you have to think, like, I really want the cheese sticks. Do I make them come back?
Do I got to reorder?
Yeah. you suffer. And then, right. like, you're like, yeah, bring me back the cheese sticks. And then a guy comes and judges you.
Right.
Like, okay, Tubbs, did you really need me to come back for the second time?
For the second time, did you need to bring the cheese sticks?
I feel your pain. There is a pizza place I cannot mention, but for about a year, they neglected to add the croutons to the salad. But I couldn't bring myself to call them and say, can you put the croutons on the salad? They started bringing them back, so I'm giving another chance. But I completely understand.
And I go the exact opposite way. I'm into a puddle. If my cheese sticks aren't there, I curse the world. But I would never have the stones to actually call him back.
I call and I say, this is just a little thing. But it gets them, so they reassure me, you know? And, you know, I'm like, it's just a little thing. And they're like, no.
No, it's not a little thing.
It's cool. It's cool.
Good. All right. All right, Claire, you want to start us off? What do you got for the worst?
My worst right now is fall outdoor decor.
just in general?
I'm just resenting the like implied pressure that I have to buy a bunch of pumpkins and gourds and husks of corn. Dress it up. Can I just live my life and, you know, the marigolds, the Hardy Mums. So I don't think I'm going to do it. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm just not doing it.
Right.
The whole tableau, right?
Yeah. You know, the squirrel comes, starts dragging it around. It's only October 2nd, so...
And these all have to be, you have to buy them. You have to go out. You have to make a trip.
Yeah.
And
I bought literally $100 worth of pumpkins last year, lined them all up on my steps. It looked completely inadequate. I was really mad at myself.
Yeah. I hate all fall decor, even the Halloween stuff, actually. Mm. I mean, no, actually, I will qualify that. I hate the store-bought Halloween stuff now.
Like
there's so much of it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And everyone's house has, they've got the skulls coming out of the lawn, and it's like the Colonel Kurtz compound.
And everyone just went to aisle 22 of Target. Yeah. It's not like they went and figured it out or crafted it in the garage. No, they just go to, I know that aisle so well.
Right.
I walk down, I'm like, oh, that's my block.
Yeah. Not even Target, Walgreens. We've all been to that same aisle. We've all seen that talking skeleton playing the banjo. So I'm taking a knee on that.
All right. All right, Wendy, what do you got for the worst?
Burger smell.
Just in general?
No, when it's not burger time. Which one. I don't think that's too much to ask because, pretty much, that is any time except morning. But have you walked by like a Burger King or some other place in the morning and there's burger smell.
And it feels, you smell that burger. You're right.
It's not.
Or like at the airport when you get off a late flight and the McDonald's is closed, but it's still got the leftover smell.
And like Burger Time it's not available to you anymore.
Yeah.
So,
if I could give pizzas, that might be my favorite worst of all time. Burger Time, burger smell when it's not Burger Time. I love it. 312-981-7200. All right, we got some people on the line. Dave, Judy, we also got texts coming in fast and furious. We'll do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll start it up. We'll start with you, Dave. Stay with us. All right, it's the worst. 312-981-7200 in studio with me tonight. Claire Zelke and Wendy McClure. They are both at Funny Haha on Friday at the Hideout. 6 o'clock start? 6:30?
6:30. 6:45, but... Get there, get your drinks, get your seats.
Cash.
Yeah, but
cash,
you know.
Cash when you start.
Yeah, that's the Chicago traffic real-time start Friday
night.
Right. But yeah.
All right, 312-981-7200. We're playing for pizza. Let's get the game started. Let's start with Dave. Dave, what's the worst, Dave?
Okay, it's still kind of summery out. So you're at the produce section. You see these beautiful-looking nectarines and peaches.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to buy 3 or 4 pounds of them.
Oh,
get a lot of them because they look so great.
Right.
So you bring them home. You wait and wait and wait 7 or so days for them to get soft. They're finally soft. So you take one, put them in the water, rinse them off. You bite into it, and it's like, ugh, they're mealy. So you try the next one, same thing. The whole batch is just worthless.
Mealy.
They're all mealy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you just wait and wait for the stuff to ripen, and, it's terrible. It happens.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
You know, like 50% of the time it happens to me. It's, fruit's a gamble.
Fruit especially is a gamble. But it's like if you go to Target or Trader Joe's and you get the bananas that go right from green to brown. Immediately.
I've never had that, but I've had the same thing happen with danjo pears because I like them if they're ripe. But, so much of the time, it's disappointing because you wait and wait and wait and they look so great in the store.
Yeah.
I have one good peach a summer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just one.
Something's got to be done about that. I mean, I remember a Seinfeld episode like that, but it's real. That's reality.
Right. There's good places that have it right. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
All right, there we go. All right, let's go to Judy. Judy, what's the worst, Judy?
Me?
Yep.
Oh, I was telling them that the worst for me is when you see people in the grocery store in Pilates pants when they should really be in the gym.
Oh.
it's disgusting.
The Pilates pants are disgusting?
Well, the people in the Pilates
are they sweaty?
Most of the time, and they're not really good looking. They should really still be.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay, I wasn't paying attention to that. It was an ugly.
Yeah, thing. If they should really still be in the gym.
Oh, I'm sorry.
maybe for about 3 more years.
All right, there you go. Thanks, Judy.
Okay.
I think that was me. No, it's okay.
I feel like I will when I go to the gym. On the occasion that I do, I always find myself in a Target afterwards. I feel like I'm drawn to it.
Yeah.
And then I just feel like my shirt's a little sweaty. Like, just like in a spot where I'm like, so I feel like at first I thought she was talking about me. I'm like, the guy who comes from the Pilates class. But no, she was just body shaming.
I wear my gym clothes in the morning too. And because I work out after drop off, but sometimes I go to the store. So that was me, but that's okay. But I sometimes go to the stores where they're like, it's an Orthodox, customer base. And I then get really self-conscious. I'm like,
do you care?
Well,
what
I just don't
care.
I'm just curious about whether I look like a,
Are you wearing halter tops? What are you talking about?
Workout
pants?
I'm naked. That's how I like to work out.
That's ridiculous. What is this? This is the worst for 1963. We can't wear tight pants to the store.
Yeah.
All right. 312-981-7200. All right, here we go. Ready? Let's see what we got here. 224 says the worst, driving and running late. You drive around a blind corner and just miss getting over the tracks, and it's a long freight train.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. One of those ones that's like 3 miles long.
Oof.
Yeah, and you try counting the cars.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make it any better.
It doesn't. Well, we were in Berwyn for a show. We did a show a couple weeks ago at Laverne's. I think it's been only been a week or so. But when we were doing the show, it's right on one of the train lines there, and it was just constant freight trains all Friday night. Like the whole every time I put just where our table was in this great bar, it would to the windows, and I would look up, and it would just be a freight train, and I'd be doing the segment talking to somebody, and I'd look up, and it'd be a freight train. Like it just never stopped.
Yeah,
it's like how do people get across these tracks? And then Charlie Meyerson said Oak Park figured out to do the tracks. They dug them out so you can go underneath it. But Berwyn hadn't, so there's just a ton of people just waiting for minutes.
My cousin lives in Morton Grove, and she lives up right by the train tracks, and she'll have a kid party, and they'll have all this fun toys in the back, but then the train will go by and all the kids will flock to the fence, and they watch the train. Right. So they don't need anything. They can just watch the train.
630 says, the worst is when it's all 90 degrees out in September, and your friend in the passenger seat of your car loses a chunk of a chocolate bar in between the seats.
Oh,
what is that? That's hilarious.
When I got married, it was an 80-degree day in October, and I was eating chocolate chip cookies in the limo between the ceremony and the reception, and I got melted chocolate on my wedding gown.
Oh, no!
So that would... I felt very pretty.
That was very... That was a story to tell.
Yeah.
And that's what weddings are about, Claire. A story to tell.
Yes.
219 says, the worst is when, as a service worker, a patron calls your name, lifts a full ashtray, and just motions you with their finger to empty it out. Like you're their paid help. The ashtray's full.
Right.
That's a weird gesture.
Where this is going on.
Yeah. And they know your name.
Yeah. That is the weirdest part.
Yeah.
We were at a place over the weekend, and there was people like in seats next to the table next to us, and then we came over and replaced these people, and they had left their cups and stuff. So my wife grabbed the cups to like put them away, and the person, the other people that were sitting next to us, gave her all their empties. While you're up, why don't you take ours while you're there?
Did she have like a...
She like just grabbed them and like, okay. And...
strange outfit on?
No.
It was like a white top and black pants? Or what was that?
I don't know.
They were just like, while you're up?
Yeah, while you're up, why don't you take these cups too?
Weird.
That's the worst.
Can I do another one? A Twitter?
Yeah.
When there's a name trending and you're curious about like who it is, and maybe it's like some guy who's been arrested, like maybe this is going to be some new, you know, like it's gonna be like the new thing that we're all going to be talking about, and it's a sports guy. Even worse, it's like a sports guy from another country. And I'm like, I think there should be an icon on Twitter that shows sports guy.
Sports related.
Sports thing.
Sports thing.
I think Twitter should know my interests and just not give me that.
Well, but, you know, that would be good.
Yeah.
I think it's time that they keep talking about toying with the how long the characters are. I'm like, no. We should have a filter system where's that trusted algorithm?
That's called an email at that point.
right. All right. 773 says the worst is when you bend over to pick up a coin and it's covered with a slimy, clear, sticky fluid.
Okay. That's very specific.
That's very specific. A lot of adjectives there. Okay. The worst is when you're on the highway and a police car is right behind you for over 5 miles.
Yeah.
And it's impossible to move into the slower lane. It feels like guilt by association when you literally can't stay under the radar and other drivers are looking at you strangely.
Yeah. The accidental escort. I've had that. It makes you self-conscious.
Yeah. All right. Mary's got a great one. At the grocery store. The worst is when you're at the grocery store. When you try to get... where'd it go? The ton just came in here. Did I just lose it? One second, sorry. All right. Try to get a cart separated from the long chain of carts, and it won't release. And you're yanking, and you're yanking, and you're yanking, and you're swearing, and people are waiting for you to finish. It's the worst.
Yeah.
That is really the worst.
309 says, the worst is when someone burns their popcorn at work, and the smell just spreads throughout the office.
Yeah, although it's not as bad as fish. Fish in the microwave.
Oh, yeah, that's the rule. That's the rule.
Yeah.
Fish.
708 says the worst is pumpkin spice, anything other than pie.
Hmm. Yeah. I've given in a little bit.
We've crossed that threshold.
Yeah,
we can't go back.
We're through the looking glass now. Like, I was eyeing the pumpkin spice Cheerios the other day. I was like, I could do that.
Does it have to have pumpkin in the, you know?
No, you're right.
There's no pumpkin.
It should just be spice.
It should just be spice.
That's right.
But then some things kind of taste like Michael's Crafts.
Yeah.
That's true.
Or like tastes like a candle.
Am I the only person that goes into Michael's and tries to put all that stuff in his mouth? Like, I feel like half the time I'm like, does this go in my mouth? Like, does this taste? What is? Oh, it's just a crap. It's glue. I figured it out.
Well, you're confusing Michael's Crafts with Michael's Foods. So they shouldn't put them right next to each other.
They shouldn't. 847's got, you know, it's the worst, plantar fasciitis.
Mm. Hey, yeah.
They can be medical worsts.
True.
Yeah.
You know?
I have sad feet. I have that.
Mm. Yeah, see? Yeah. So it's the worst, right? Yeah. See, this is the world giving you the algorithm, right?
Yeah,
exactly. They play to your interests.
I can talk about this. I can talk about the awful catalogs that I get now for having this. It's the sad feet catalog.
Yeah. And
you get the sad feet catalog?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you sign up for that sad feet catalog, or they just figured it out? She's Googling my feet hurt.
Yeah.
And they're like, send her the sad feet catalog.
I got on the expensive children's Halloween costume catalog.
Oh,
ooh, that's
it. I think it's called Fireflies, and they're like $300 like princess fairy costumes. I don't know
that's sad
what
mom.
I bought that.
That's sad mom catalog. That's a different catalog.
Especially because it's usually like 1,000 girl costumes, and then there's like a boy costume where he's dressed like a dragon. Or something like that. He's her assistant.
All right, 708's got the worst is being sabotaged by the previous person that closed the door of the refrigerator, okay, cabinet or closet. They stuffed everything in knowing full well that the next person to open the door would be hit with an avalanche.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a strong one.
Yeah.
You're going to have to figure that one out.
That's like sort of like the person leaving the last square of toilet paper on the roll and thinking doesn't require a change.
There's a level of selfishness and laziness that goes into all of that,
mm-hmm.
which is okay. Glarzolki, Wendy McClure in studio tonight. We're playing the worst. Let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll get an update with Rob on the news, get up to date on that Cubs game, which is entering the ninth inning. The Cardinals right now with an 8-7 lead, so getting close and close here. We're actually in the bottom of the eighth. There's a pitching change. So we'll get to all that with Rob in the news. We're playing the worst. Stay with us. All right, thanks, Rob. 312-981-7200. It's the download. We're playing the worst. The Cardinals are winning right now 8-7 in the eighth inning. They are continuing to rally. And they got two outs, but runners on first and second, so we'll keep you up to date on that game. Of course, if the Cubs win, they clinch. They have to win because the Milwaukee Brewers also won tonight, so we'll pay attention to that. But like I said, they're right now in the bottom of the eighth inning. In studio tonight to play the worst, Wendy McClure, Claire Zilke. They're both beyond Funny Haha this Friday night at the Hideout, 1354 West Waubonsie, a 6:30 p.m. show.
Yes.
It's, of course, a collection of, what do you call this, a live literary humor, literary
Chicago's favorite live lit humor
show.
Yeah,
see, I knew you had a whole thing, right?
Yeah,
the whole thing.
It's like, you know, when you want to laugh, but you don't want a stand-up comedian or a sketch comedy or improv or a trained comedian making you laugh,
or a professional,
right?
Yeah.
If you want to laugh, but you really don't want people who do
right.
it for a living.
If you want to see someone you follow on Instagram who lives in your neighborhood read a funny story.
There you
stand
go.
Stand with a piece of paper
with
in front
of a piece of paper.
Face.
I love it.
Yeah,
yeah, that's guys, Justin's favorite part.
You guys have really, really sold it.
Yeah.
You really killed it. So that's good. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's get back to the worst. The worst are cell phone customer service people. This is 708.
Yeah.
And then... 847 is very simple. 3 trips to the cable company for a minor change, plus an evening spent on the phone with tech support, and the new cable box still not working. Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah.
I had a situation today where I turned on the TV and it was giving me a code that was I'd never seen before, like, you know, check your wires. And we have a cat. We got a cat, right? And it's the first time now where I'm like, that cat's always messing around back there by the cords, right? So I was like, I had quick thinking. We have 2 TVs, and both of them have cable. So I ran downstairs, and I was like, turned it on, and it was on. Mm. So I'm like, ah, that cat. So I went upstairs, I was underneath, and I plugged all the wires back in, and it worked. So I was like, I feel like I accomplished something, right? Yeah. I beat the man.
Right.
Because that could have been a lot of tech support and a lot of on hold.
A lot
and
of unplugging and plugging back in.
No, nope, yeah. I was able to take it into my own hands there.
Good for you.
There, there we go. All right, let's keep going here. 847 says the worst is waking up from a dream about eating a piece of sausage pizza and really having a taste for it, but it was a dream, so you don't have any. All right, knock it off. 312 says the worst is Judy for being so judgy. No. And then, wow, this really struck a nerve here. 815, Barb's like the worst women of any age in public who should not be wearing stretch leggings.
Women in public, period.
Yeah.
Get rid of it. 312, worst is paying for ripped jeans.
Yeah.
I like that one. That's a good one.
It's happening.
I'm like old the ripped jeans. Sense that I won't, no.
Yeah.
Right? Me neither.
Yeah.
I did buy a pair with cut-off bottoms, but I under duress.
Yeah. I know I'll have the little frayed, you know, hems and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, you're absolutely right. I don't think I could go into a store and be like, what a great rip. I'm gonna this is worth an extra 30 on this. This rip is so fantastic. Why would anyone do that?
Because
did they not grow up in the 80s?
No.
Like we did, where we did that on purpose.
Well, you know,
we know how to do it.
90s jeans are back, too. Like Jennifer Aniston and Friends, first season of Friends jeans are back. Gigi Hadid. Yeah. Check it out. It's happening.
It's happening?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's horrible.
Wait, what jeans are these?
Like the high-waisted kind of stone-washed.
Yeah, that wash.
Right.
Oh, that wash.
Right.
630, the worst is hearing a siren when driving. Panic to pull over to the curb and stop, then realize a siren is a sound effect on the radio. Usually as part of a commercial or public service announcement. Same for hearing phone sounds that match your phone's sounds coming from the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens to me. There's a GN commercial where there's like a phone ring. And I'm always like, hello?
Yeah.
773 says the worst elementary school photos. You pay a fortune for the photo package, and it looks like your child's in a booking photo at the police station.
Yes.
No smile, deer in the headlights.
Right. Yeah. Yes. I just said this on Facebook. Like, where is the option for one photo on LifeTouch? I'd pay $20 for one photo. Instead, I'm going to get 12 2x3s that I'm going to give 10 to you guys. Because what do I get?
I'll take one.
Okay, because we have two sets of grandparents. Nobody else wants, though. Like, you know.
They do. The packages are out of date. I agree with you. You can get 8 4x8s and 2 6x10s. And
you can get the retouching. I want to know if anyone's actually gotten the retouching. And if your kid's like, if you're like, ooh, my kid's looking a little tired these days.
There's a scammy element to it, too. I forgot it. I'm just getting late in the show, but I know that there's a third picture that's taken in the year, or maybe a second picture.
Mm.
You get this, and CPS does this, where there's a second picture in March, and it comes to your house, and they, if you don't return it at a certain point, you gotta get photos. It's like right out of like Columbia House, penny for 10 CDs, whatever they're doing there. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
I'd like to. I'm gonna call Chuck Gowdy.
I was.
And he'll help me out with the investigation on this.
Go ahead.
Is it so you can see how your child has changed over the year? I don't like. Why do you?
I don't
have a kid, so I don't know.
It's
how they
not
grow.
The original photo that you did all the dress up. It's a second photo.
Wow.
It's like a trick photo.
It's a trick photo.
Yeah.
And I hats off to my wife. You know what she did, which is awesome, is she purposely dressed our son down.
Mm.
And so he's wearing just his regular T-shirt, so you don't succumb to the – you get the picture and like, oh, he's so cute with the collared shirt. You know, like it's just a regular picture. His hair is all messed up. And you're like, no, I don't want this. I can take this on my phone. It's great. And you're like, all right. You don't get – because I think the idea is that, I got another picture. I need to document this moment. March is so important. April is so important. All right, 815, going for a day trip to visit family downstate and having a result in an emergency room visit and having your car break down and towed twice to a repair shop due to different problems. Yeah, that is the worst.
Yeah.
Now you're really taking this literal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's too much. It puts so much stress on me.
Mm-hmm.
Like at some point or another, I got to go visit the folks up in Wisconsin. It's too much. You just put too much voodoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
773 says the worst is biting into a frozen candy bar and breaking a crown. $1,400.
Yeah.
Wow, we're getting real serious. It's taken a tone. Has it not taken a tone?
Yeah. We need something like much more frivolous than that.
All right, 312's get. You know what's the worst? Helmet hair.
That's yeah. pretty bad.
Yeah. But you know what's even worse than that? Death.
Exactly. All right, keep going here. 214 says, when you've gained too much weight, your fingers get stuck in the bowling ball. I don't know. I don't know about that one.
I think there are lots of bowling ball options.
Yeah.
But maybe you have your favorite one. I guess I can see that.
847 said, kids waiting right outside the grocery store exit with their parents selling candy to raise money for something. You say, no, not today. Then you realize that you forgot to get something. So you go and you got to come out again. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not with anything, not just with kids with candy, with, yeah, just anyone waiting at the door.
Yeah.
I absolutely, I will say what really gets me is when someone who is asking for money, and this is all on me. I do not at all. But someone's outside of Walgreens. Hey, can you get any money to spare? I'm like, I don't have any, man. I have no cash. And then I forget something. I got to go back in.
Yeah.
And I come back out and they go, you got any money? I'm like, you don't remember me?
Right.
Like, I was just here 5 minutes ago and I said I didn't have money. And I, like, some reason there's indignation. Like, I'm so indignant about it. I get so angry. But I'm like, what is this guy supposed to remember every face that comes out of the highly trafficked pharmacy downtown Chicago?
Because you have to lie again.
Yeah. And that's exactly it.
I never wish I was invisible as much as I do at the grocery store. Yeah. Like, once a guy tried to pick me up at the grocery store and I was so angry. So it's like, any place else, even the gas station, I'll take it. But at the grocery store, I'm trying to do my business. I'm looking for that one peach, you know?
Right. Yeah, the one peach you eat.
Don't talk to me.
Don't talk to me.
Don't make me have to figure out how to gently say thank you. But
I don't think I've ever in my life talked to anybody at a grocery store. You know, like, I'll run into friends and it'll be like, can I get away with a head nod?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I, you know, I've known this guy for a long time. My buddy Jeremiah, I see him all the time in the West Loop. And I'm always like, I want to give him a head nod. I mean, I'll talk to him. He's a great guy. But it's like, it's funny. Yeah, like, yeah. I'm like, oh.
It's the lighting. Yeah. You don't want to be seen in that lighting. Yeah.
And again, you can only run into them once. And then you have to, you can't again. You have to stay out of their way. You actually have to sort of like look around corners and see if they're coming. And then not cross their path again. Because then you're
extremely efficient. Because, the second time, oh, because we're going to again. Oh, we're just going to do this, huh? Yeah.
But then when you have to go back and get something from another aisle, and then you see them.
My worst is leaving the reusable bags in the car, and then you get in the store, and you've got the full cart. And I had my kid with me the other day, too. So I was like, I can't leave this two-year-old in the store. But I can't take this cart back out. So I guess now I'm going to take all these bags home.
They got you.
Yeah.
They got you 15 cents.
Yeah. Big bag.
Big bag got you. Yeah.
And you look like a bad person.
Yeah. Exactly.
Claire Zolke, Wendy McClure in studio tonight playing the worst. 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll read the rest of them. And we'll pick top three for pizza. Stay with us.
It's going down,
all right, it's the wrapping up of the worst tonight. 312-981-7200. We're paying attention to the Cubs right now. Down a run in the ninth inning. Nobody out, but they got their first guy on base. Right now, the Cubs down to the St. Louis Cardinals in the ninth inning, 8-7, a victory, and they clinch. All right, so we'll wrap up here with the worst. Claire Zolke, Wendy McClure, both at Funny Haha this Friday night, 1354 West Wabansia at the Hideout, one of my favorite places. I went to the block party this past weekend. Pete did as well. It's good. So it's a good place.
Yeah.
Done a lot of shows there.
But
so
it was nice and hot out there in the
parking
lot.
It was. It was fun. Yeah. It was fun right in the parking lot.
Under the heat dome.
Yep. That's right. 312-981-7200. All right. 608 says the worst is when you take a quick peek in someone's medicine cabinet only to have 15 marbles fall out.
And that was for you. You did that. Then you did that to yourself, though.
Yeah. What are you doing? I gotta go in anyone's medicine cabinet. I've never in my life been like, oh, I'm at a party and I'm gonna use the bathroom. I'm like, let me see what's going on. What deodorant do they use?
I kind of looked.
You gotta really plan that though with the marbles.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Like, I mean, that's sort of a jerk move. Like,
You do? Yeah. You go in and check people's.
Well, I sometimes want to know how fancy their eye cream is. Like, if they're using La Mer or what.
Brands are important.
Yeah. I need to know where I stand.
Yeah.
847, I don't know if this is a joke or not. A drunk hit my secretary's car, injuring her mother. Drunk hit on my second secretary at the scene. That's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
414 says the worst is having your mother-in-law come for a visit but does not tell you when she's leaving. I just thought I'd stay. Yeah. Looks like you need an extra pair of hands here.
Yeah. I won't be in the way.
773 says the worst is eating a staple from a Chinese food container.
Oh,
yeah.
Actually, I once had a fortune cookie, and then I ate it, and then I realized after the fact that there was no fortune, and I couldn't tell if I'd eaten the fortune or if there was no fortune.
Oh, it's just a gobble gobble. That's hilarious. 708 says eye contact through a public bathroom stall.
Mm. Oh, like through the crack, you mean? Oh.
That is weird. 214 says the worst, warts.
Yeah.
That'll do it. Audis, 514 says belly buttons. How does that happen, by the way? Did the doctor lift up the baby by the cord to show mommy or what? I don't know.
There's a lot of body shaming tonight.
Having an Audi? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
309 says the worst is when the prize patrol parks in front of your house but walks the balloons and cardboard check up to your neighbor's porch.
Oh, my God. That would be horrible.
Is that a thing? That's hilarious.
Do they really come?
Yeah. I didn't thought that was always a commercial. Like, they really do a prize.
Sure.
Yeah.
That would be the horror. That would be awful. Yeah. That'd be like when you're at the baseball game and there's the fan cam in the section next to you and you're like, I'm so much better. Yeah. I should be on the scoreboard.
Or like... being like Bozo Buckets, you know, when you were a kid and watched Bozo Circus and that thing would go around and, you know, hope it would land on you.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I didn't know there was an actual prize bus. Now I'm intrigued. I guess it's, whatever. 312, trying to read signer's lips, total gibberish. They do that to mess with us. signer's lips? Is that what I mean? Yeah.
Maybe like when there's like someone who's like a sign language interpreter and they are like speaking along or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. 773, the worst is walking barefoot and stepping on your kid's Legos, but that's also one that is that's like the original worst.
Yeah.
That's like a best of.
That's an OG.
Like, yeah. 918, the worst, grapes with seeds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? The only person who buys those is my mom, and she's making a beautiful centerpiece, and they're part of the display.
Would she do the thing with the egg white and the sugar? My grandma would do that.
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh. Would sort of frost them.
My mom's been slacking.
Oh, yeah.
She also buys the tiny pears for these two, the ones that they sell at Whole Foods that nobody eats, but the ones that are like as big as a grape, basically.
Right, yeah.
Fancy. 918 continues, if the technology exists for them to be seedless, why in the world do grapes have seeds?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Use the technology.
Yeah.
It's just lazy grape farmers.
Right.
They're just,
I'm not going to bother.
They're like, they skip the training day.
Yeah.
When the technology, they're like, this is the new technology. Yeah. We will no longer have seeds. Okay. They're making jokes in the back of the room when it turns time for them to turn on the program. Yeah. I don't know how to use this.
Yeah. You have to eat them privately. And
so it's too just, much work for too little payoff. So much produce.
So much.
It's really produce.
I wrote down avocado. Like when you get an avocado and you cut it open, and you know it's like $2.50 for that avocado. You cut it open, and it's 90% pit.
Mm. Oof. Yeah. Oof. That's no good. And then finally tonight, I think 773 is just messing with us, but a rubber band in fettuccine Alfredo takeout. Right? And then 630, he ends it with people who have found God. Yeah? Where? Oh, man.
Dark taste.
Yeah, right? There's a lot. There's a diverse array of worsts.
Go ahead.
It's the heat dome, I tell you.
Yeah.
It just boiled everyone's brains.
We got to take care of each other. We got to look out for each other. Yeah.
And that's how we end every worst, with a moment of uplifting positivity. What's our moment of positivity?
Can I do one more?
Yeah.
I went to the movies yesterday, and they did the previews, and I could hear people whispering after every preview whether or not they would see the movie. And I
see that one. Oh, I'm not going to see that one.
Oh, God.
It's better than me. I always mess with my wife whenever the preview's over. I say really loud so everyone hears it. I go, oh. Like, oh, I'm going to go with that one. And She's so over it. Over it. And I'm so into it.
She's so mean.
So mean. At my 20th year of going, ooh. She's like, do you really need to do that? Yeah. Like, do you really need to do that? All right, tonight we're giving away a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Claire Zilke, Wendy McClure, both going to be on stage at Funny Haha, the live-lit funniest live humor, live literary.
Funny stories. Funny storytelling. $10 at the door, and the proceeds benefit Sit, Stay, Read, which teaches kids, at-risk kids, to read by reading out loud to dogs. It's proven, scientifically proven, to work, but it's a really great time. And it ends at 8:30, so you can get home, get the babysitter, go out for dinner. It's not going to be one of those late shows. Right. So
Claire, of course, the producer and the founder of Funny Haha, and also Wendy McClure is also the author of the Wanderville Middle School series, The Wilder Life, Little House on the Prairie book, and so you can find out your work at wendymcclure.net. All right, so here we go. The top three tonight that are going to win pizzas. 312 says, paying for ripped jeans. Done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Done. It is the worst.
Yeah.
What a terrible thing. 773, number two, you bend over to pick up a coin, and it's covered with a slimy, clear, sticky fluid. The use of adjectives there.
Yeah. Unforgettable.
Really mm-hmm. worked. And number one tonight, we're going to give it to Dave. Dave for buying pounds and pounds of peaches, biding time, 7 days, he said, to get these things ready to go, washes them off, takes a bite, and they're mealy. Mm. Takes another bite from a different peach, mealy. Mm-hmm. All that time, all that money, all that fruit, wasted. So we'll replace it with a Lou Malnati's pizza. How about that?
Yes.
Sound good?
Never
sound
mealy.
Good? You guys, Wendy, Claire, great to see you. Thanks for playing tonight.
Thanks, Justin.